Declare the meeting open at 6:06. Thanks everyone for coming. We're allowed 10 minutes, right? Yeah. Cool. No leave of absences. Has anyone got any disclosures of interest? No. Public question time. Does anyone have applications for leave of absence at all? Nope. Okay, we'll go into 6.1, confirmation of council meeting from the 19th of November 2025. Can I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Gray and a seconder. Councillor Borgwood. Everyone in favour? 6. Announcements, petitions. Officers report 9.1, monthly financial report to the 31st of December. Can I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hobley and a seconder. Councillor Crosby. Anyone have anything to say about the monthly financial reports? Nope. Everyone in favour? 6. 9.2. The monthly financial report to the 31st of January 2026. Can I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Gray, seconder, Councillor Hobley. Any questions? Everyone in favour? 6. 9.3, schedule of accounts paid to the 31st of December 2025. I have a mover for the officer's recommendation. Councillor Crosby, seconder, Councillor Borgwood. Does anyone have any questions? Well,
sorry, I didn't realise you were bored. That was a diet, is it?
Is everyone in favour of the accounts paid? Yep. Thanks. 9.4, schedule of accounts paid to the 31st of January 2026. Can I have a mover for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Hobley, seconder, Councillor Borgwood. Everyone in favour?
Yep.
Thanks. 11, new business of an urgent nature agreed to by resolution of council. Late item, can I have a mover to accept? Councillor Crosby, seconder, Councillor Gray. Everyone in favour?
Yep.
6. All right. Item 11.1, the Great Southern VROC executive officer position. Can I have a mover for the recommendation as written? Yeah. Councillor Crosby, seconder. Councillor Hobley.
So the Shire President and myself attended a GS VROC meeting and discussed the continuation of the executive officer position. There was a few different funding models that were produced. Council, if commit for the next 12 months, being the 26-27 financial year, would be likely to pay a minimum of $3,300 and a maximum of $6,600 to have an EO continue on in this role. My recommendation is to allow that bracket for the CEO to be able to negotiate the final funding model with other member councils.
Does anyone have any questions based on that? I guess the other one to note there is if there is a potential additional cost on a project by project basis, but that's an opt-in scenario if anyone wants to.
Question, where's the money for the EO coming from at the moment?
It's the Great Southern Inland Drought Resilience.
So it's funded by the Development Commission up until May 2026, and then we have to take that on after that. So I guess this funding will go from May 2026 through to May 2027.
Yeah.
Well, the EO will probably be doing limited things up in May anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, probably just start it from 1 July.
Yeah.
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 Sure, I'll work it out.
Yeah. Does anyone have any other questions?
What's to you today?
Is everyone in favour of the motion? Six. Excellent. Back to the meeting. No matters behind closed doors. Thanks everyone for attending. It's been really good. Meeting closed.